Tehillim, Kapitel Chav Zayin, L'David Hashem Uri. This is the Kapitel we say from Eshchayish Elul until Hashanah Rabbah, twice a day. And eventually we're going to understand why we do it like that. So the Malbim gives an introduction, a Hagdama, to this Kapitel. And it explains that we get a special Hashkacha from Hashem based on our Dveikis B'Hashem. If we're Dabuk, if we're clinging to Hashem, so then we're always going to have that special Hashkacha. Hashem will be watching out over us from any troubles, any difficulties. And when we stop that dveikus, when we break off that connection to Hashem, so then some things bad may happen. And therefore, David HaMelech was davening, and we should daven, that we should always have the ability to be davuk by Hashem. Davuk by Hashem means doing his avodah, learning his Torah, doing his mitzvahs. And that we should daven that anything that should get in the way of that should be removed. Then nothing should keep us from being davuk by Hashem, and therefore we will always have that hashkacha, that special watching that Hashem will give us. Now this is Akdama, because it's connected to Pasuk Dalet, which we'll see, but that was his Akdama to this parak. So now Pasuk Aleph, the Malbim points out, is seemingly double lashon. L'davar Hashem Oribishi, Mimi Ira, Umimi Efchad. Yira and Pachad are the same, they both mean fear. So he explains that Yira is a fear of the known, and pachad is the fear of the unknown. So he's saying that Hashem is our light. Hashem saves us, and therefore, mimi ira, why are you afraid? Who are you afraid from? And Hashem also is ois chaya, is our strength. He protects us, so therefore, we shouldn't be afraid even of the unknown. That's the diik in Pasuk Aleph, pachad and ira, there's no reason for fear of the known or fear of the unknown. Now, Pasuk Beis and Gimel gives examples of unknown fear and then known fear. So in Pasuk Beis, it's discussing about how the enemies are coming to get us, and they're coming to get us because they either want to benefit from us, they want to eat us, or just because they hate us. And the Pasuk says, they're going to fall, meaning you don't even know that they're your enemies, so you're not going to beat them, they're just going to fall. Hashem is going to make it that they're going to fall. And it says, Lashon Mereim. Now, Mereim over here means enemies, but it's interesting because Reacha means friends. So perhaps what David HaMelech is alluding to is these are people that may look like your friends, but they're really your enemies. These are the people you don't know to watch out from. This is the fear of the unknown. You don't know that they're your enemy. But don't worry, Hema Kashlu gonna follow, and Hashem is gonna make them stumble. And then Pasuk Gimel is where there's a war, meaning there's a war against me. I see the enemy coming. Still, you don't need to worry because Hashem will beat the enemy. Hashem will help you beat that enemy that you're going to war against. And then comes Pasuk Dalet, perhaps the most famous Pasuk in this parak. Achash v'alti yimeis Hashem oisav v'keish. Shiv zibet Hashem koyim echayay lachzit v'mayim atamak v'chalog. So there's a lot going on over here. First of all, there's this double lashon of achash v'alti, what I'm asking, and oisav v'keish, that's what I'm requesting. Seemingly, a shaila and a bakasha are the same thing. They both mean requesting and asking. But here also, the Malbim points out that there's a difference between the two. That people sometimes have a lot of needs, and then there's what you do to fulfill, to remove, to take care of your need. For example, let's say you want to go on a bus and you don't have any money. So you need 6 shekel. Now, you don't really need 6 shekel. You need a bus ride. This happens to be you can't get on the bus without 6 shekel. But if someone were to let you use his pass and get on the bus, so you don't need 6 shekel. So he's saying like this, a she'ela is what we're asking for, but that's not the real need. That's not the tachlis. That's not what we really, really want. She'ela is just the means to get to the bakasha, what we really want. What David HaMelech is saying is, my she'ela and my bakasha are the same. There's only one thing that I'm asking for, and there's only one thing that I really want. It's the same. It's one and the same, which is, Shifti Beit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. That's how the Malbim explains this. Don't think that I want X and I'm asking for Y just to get to X. It's not true. I only want one thing. That's the only thing I'm asking for. That's Achash Alti Beit Hashem Oy Savakish. I heard a different shot from Beis Brisk, which is don't ask for two things. Because if you ask for two things, you may only get one and you may not get the one you really wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to go into Yerushalayim and to go into Eretz Yisrael and see Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave him one. He let him see. He didn't let him go in. So David HaMelech is saying, there's only one thing I want, only one, nothing else, to sit and dwell in your house. That's how the briskers explain it. But the Mahama explaining something else, that my she'ela, my bakasha, could be two things elsewhere, but over here it's one thing. My she'ela and my bakasha are the same. There's another nice dig, which is, it says, levaker behecholai. Levaker is a lashon of bikur, visiting, which I heard a nice chat, which means that even though we want to dwell in the house, we don't want to get too comfortable. If you get too comfortable, you start getting lax, you start not appreciating it. A bikur is a visit. So we want to always feel like we're visiting. So we want to live there, but have the feeling that we're just visiting, so we will appreciate it more. So this is the major pasuk of that what Davidoff's real request is, I want to be with you, Hashem. And this is the Hakdama that the Malbim was referring to. He wants to be Dovuk by Hashem, to cling to Hashem. That's where you get the special Ashkacha from. But he wanted for that purpose. He didn't have any ulterior motive. He didn't want to cling to Hashem so that he would be healthy. He wanted to cling to Hashem because he wanted to cling to Hashem. That's the Sheila and that's the Bakasha. Now, Pasuk Hey. It starts like this. Kiyas b'neini b'suko v'yom ra'ah. Yas v'neini b'seisir aloi b'tsur yirei b'meini. Mom explains, this is going back on Pasuk Gimel, that whenever we have these enemies that we're afraid of, that we know about, don't worry, you cannot be tachon, even when it's tough times, bad days, the enemy's here. Hashem protects you in his sukkah and his oil. Hashem will protect you. Pasuk Gimel, v'ata yadon reishi al oivai sivayisai, v'ez b'cha ba'olai ziv chesirua ashira v'zama Hashem. So the Mahama explains that when you get saved, you bring a carbon. But not just that, we are in the Beis HaMikdash. We're dwelling in the house of Hashem, so we can sing to Hashem. We don't need to necessarily bring a carbon in this case. We can be Ashir LaHashem. We will sing to Hashem, praise Hashem, that the enemies have been defeated. Now, Pasuk Zion and Ches, we're going to do together. Shema Hashem Koili Ekra V'chanein V'anini. Hashem hears my voice. I call out and he answers me. L'cha amar libi bakshu panai, and my heart makes these requests as panach Hashem avakesh. So the Malbim is medayik. What's libi and koili, right? We're calling out with our voice and with our heart. So he says very, very similar to what we discussed earlier, that with Maisa, today we daven for our health and parnasa, and we want a lot of things that we daven for. Nachas from children, wet marriage, shidduch, a lot of things daven for. That's our call. We're calling out to Hashem with our call, making a lot of requests. But maybe deep down in my heart, it's really one thing I really want. I want to be able to cling to Hashem. I want to see Hashem's face, panai, panacha. I want to see your face. All these things that we want in life, David HaMelech is trying to teach us, it's really what we're asking for is with our voice, it's not our heart. What we really want is to cling to Hashem. All these things will help us. A good shidduch and parnasa and health will help us cling to Hashem. But that's the truth. That's what we really want. That's what's in our lave. And that's what we're saying. I want to see your face. I want to be with you. That's really what's going on deep down in our heart. Continuing with that is Pasuk Tes. Which is, don't hide your face. Meaning we want, what we want is my face and your face. We want to be our faces together, looking at each other. So Hashem, we're saying, please don't hide your face. And help me not to do anything bad that would make me hide my face. But sometimes you do aveiras, you get turned off, you turn away from Hashem. We're diving both directions. Hashem, please don't turn away from me. And please help me not turn away from you. Pasuk Yud, ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeini. We should have a feeling that even if we're forsaken, even if we don't have our parents, even if we feel alone in this world, Hashem is here. So even if we're like a yasom, it doesn't matter. Hashem brings us in. Hashem helps us out. And that's the Ashkacha that Hashem gives, as if we don't need anyone else in this world. Hashem alone takes care of us. Harini Hashem darkacha, unachini be'erach mishra laman shodaroi. So here we're diving for two things the Malbim points out. We're diving that we really want to get to know Hashem. Now, there are two things that get in the way. First of all, we don't know anything. We don't know the halacha. We don't know what to do. And or the Yetzirah. So we're saying, Harini Hashem Nakacha, teach us, meaning we want to know the halachas, we want to know what's right, what we're supposed to do. And also, Unacheni Baruch Misha, we should go on the right path, that we shouldn't have the Yetzirah pull us astray. Comes up, Pasuk Yud Beis Yin Gimel, we'll put them together. Altaneni Menefesh Sarai Ki Kamu Vi Ede Sheker, Vifei Hamas, Luli Amanti Lerot Vitu Vashem Meretz Chaim. Ede Sheker, right? False test of false witnesses. The Mom explains could be referring to two things. First of all, David HaMelech was chased his whole life by enemies that falsified accounts against him, testified falsely against him. So that was one thing he was getting beaten up on. Another thing was bad hashkafas. Sometimes he would see bad things happen to good people, and it like hurt his emunah in Hashem. It was edei sheka. It was getting him to have false thoughts, bad thoughts. What kept him strong was luli hamanti. He had strong emunah. How did he have strong emunah? The two Hashem be'eretz chayim, olam haba. He looked at olam haba, eretz chayim. Ma'alim explains is referring to olam haba. That's what kept David HaMelech strong. He had so much struggles hashkafically and physically from false witnesses, from false hashkafas. What kept him strong was the emunah and Hashem and olam haba. That's what kept him strong. That was emunah luli hamanti. And that's something which is the message for us. We need to stay strong in our emunah, whatever tough times are happening here, to have emunah and olam haba. And there's never a lack in hashkafa from Hashem. And that was the emunah that kept David HaMelech strong. And he ends up with Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yam Mitzvechav Kaveh El Hashem. The Ma'am points out, what's his double lashon? Kaveh El Hashem, Kaveh El Hashem. So he says that what we do, we hope to Hashem. We're hopeful in Hashem. He says, when you're hopeful in a person, the goal is not to be hopeful in him. The goal is you're hopeful in him to bring you what you want. You have hope that he will go to the store and bring you something. You have hope that he will take care of this job for you. The goal is not the hope. The hope is the means, what you're hoping to get to where you really want to go. The other thing I was saying is, with our relationship with Hashem, just hoping in Hashem is itself the goal. Kaveh El Hashem, just having hope in Hashem is chazav yam zbecha, makes your heart strong. Kaveh El Hashem. And our goal is to always be hopeful towards Hashem. So this is the parak over here. It's huge. We say this in Elul, through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because this is David HaMelech screaming, pleading for his relationship with Hashem to be davuk by Hashem, to always have the hashkacha of Hashem. That is not just the request. That is everything. That is the start. That's the finish. That's what he wants. That's the end. That's the means. It's everything. To live in Hashem's house, to be hopeful and always looking towards Hashem, that it should be panah es panacha, that my face is your face. And we dive into anything that would prevent that, that would get in our way, should be removed. Kapitel Chav Zayin, David Hashem Oyri.